From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id. Listener, here's the news read by Steve. First, the headlines. Indonesian firms take part in Brunei Defense Exhibition. Minister Basuki Hadi Mulyono invites Singaporean business people to invest in the new capital. And here is the news by Steve. Indonesian defense companies took part in the Aerospace and Defense Equipment Exhibition held in Bandar Sibukawan to mark the 62nd anniversary of the Royal Brunei Armed Forces, or ABDP, on Wednesday. As reported by Antara, the charge of affairs at interim of Indonesian Embassy in Bandar Sibukawan, Irwan Iding, said that ABDP made a breakthrough by inviting military and defense industry players from friendly countries, including Indonesia. This moment is a good opportunity for Indonesia to further strengthen its defense cooperation relationship with Brunei Darussalam. In addition, Irwan Iding explained that the exhibition was opened by Sultan Hasan Abokia, so it will be the right place to showcase Indonesian defense equipment products. The Minister of Public Works and Public Housing, Basuki Hadi Mulyono, invited Singaporean investors to not hesitate to invest in the new capital city, Nusantara. The Indonesian government hopes that this visit will be a memorable experience for investors from Singapore. The most important thing is that hopefully the visit will not merely appeal to them, but also encourage them to decide to invest in the Nusantara capital city. This was said by Minister Hadi Mulyono in Jakarta on Wednesday, as quoted by Antara. He further said that this is the right time for investors to start investing, as the government has signed and received several memoranda of understanding and letters of intent. Investment Minister and Head of Investment Coordinating Board Bahlil Hadalia is confident that the golden visa policy currently being discussed by the government can attract investors to stay longer in Indonesia. The golden visa is an instrument to attract investors to be able to stay longer in the country. This was pointed out by the Minister Hadalia at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday, as quoted by Antara. He opined that the golden visa policy will allow investors entering Indonesia to stay longer in the country since they are not required to routinely renew their visas. The United States Agency for International Development, or USAID, has launched a new project to promote sustainable cocoa and coffee production in Indonesia in partnership with the government of Indonesia, Olam Food Ingredients, or OFI, Ricolto, and Hershey's. As quoted by Antara, the U.S. Embassy in Jakarta informed in a statement released on Wednesday that the new program, the Landscape Approach to Sustainable and Climate Change Resilient Cocoa and Coffee Agroforestry, or Laskar Cocoa, will involve a joint investment of $8.2 million for improving environmental sustainability in cocoa and coffee production in Indonesia. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has stretched his rule into a third decade after Sunday's presidential election victory. His achievement, however, fell short of the city of Istanbul, a strategic and personal crown jewel the leader is determined to take back in 10 months' time. As reported by CNN.com, speaking on top of a campaign bus outside his Istanbul residence on Sunday, President Erdogan sang to a crowd of cheering supporters and declared his next step to take back the city in March 2024 municipal elections. Canadian lawmakers are calling for the removal of a foreign interference czar appointed by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Parliament on Wednesday passed a non-binding motion for David Johnston to step aside from his role in a 174-150 vote. Mr. Johnston, a former Governor General of Canada, was appointed by Mr. Trudeau in March as an independent special reporter to investigate allegations of Chinese interference in Canadian politics. As reported by BBC.com, Mr. Johnston has been criticized for his ties to Mr. Trudeau. The pair were called sky buddies by the opposition. He said he had a duty to finish his work investigating election meddling. Vietnam and Netherlands are strategic partners in climate change adaptation, water management, sustainable agriculture, and food security. This was said by Deputy Prime Minister of Vietnam Tran Hong Ha on Wednesday, as reported by VOVWorld.vn. Hosting the reception in Hanoi for Dutch ambassadors to Vietnam, Kees van Baar, the deputy PM said that with the support of Dutch partners, the Vietnamese government has issued a decision on the master plan for the Mekong Delta in the 2021 to 2030 period with a vision towards 2050. The plan has approached advanced methods in responding to climate change, managing water resources sustainably, along with forming a regional coordination and development mechanism. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. From Indonesia to the world.
On May 25, 2023, the Council General of the Republic of Indonesia in Davao City, the Philippines, participated in the Philippine Halal Trade and Tourism Expo, which was held at SMX Lanang Premier. In this expo, the Indonesian Council General in Davao City has presented an attractive economic promotion along with information on tourism, culture, and Indonesia's economic profile. Indonesia's presence at the Halal Expo in Davao City, which was held from May 25 to 27, 2023, aims to introduce Indonesian tourism and products, especially certified Indonesian halal ones that have been accepted in work areas, namely almost all regions of Mindanao and Tawi-Tawi in the Philippines. The promotion of Indonesia in the Halal Expo exhibition was enlivened by PT Safe Care Indonesia with various scented wind oil products and Lux Findo food products processing Davao City, which promotes Indonesian culinary delights, as well as the Dharma Wanita Association of the Indonesian Council General in Davao City, which promotes a variety of traditional Indonesian foods and snacks and looks stunning with Indonesian dancers, Malay girls, Medan children. The appearance of the Indonesian Consulate General in Davao City was even more lively with the appearance of Davao Indonesian school students with the Tortor dance, the contemporary Indonesian dancing dance, as well as Rampai Batam, which is thick with Indonesian Malay culture, and the stunning Betawi Ondel-Ondel dance, Indonesia. The most popular things about this expo is Indonesian culinary, which is available differently on each day of the exhibition, such as batagor, yellow rice, gado-gado, uduk rice, snacks, various kinds of ice and cendol, various crackers, sweet soy sauce, and various chili sauce. The Consulate General's booth in Davao City was the most visited booth at the Halal Expo exhibition this time. All officials of the Indonesian Consulate General in Davao City appeared in batik and Indonesian traditional clothing, which drew the attention of visitors.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners. From Indonesia to the world.
We begin today in history on June 1st with an event in 1945, the birth of Pancasila. The birth of Pancasila is commemorated every June 1st. This date refers to June 1st, 1945, when Sukarno for the first time mentioned the terms of Pancasila in his speech at the meeting of the Investigating Committee for Preparatory Work for Independence BPUPKI. Sukarno put forward the following principles: nationality, internationalism or humanity, democracy, social justice, and belief in one supreme God. Pancasila is now the basic ideology of the Indonesian state. In 2016, the birthday of Pancasila was designated as a national holiday by President Joko Widodo. Let's move on to another event on June 1st, International Children's Day Accord. International Children's Day has been celebrated every June 1st since 1950. International Children's Day was established at the Congress of the International Democratic Federation of Women in Moscow on November 4, 1949. The purpose of celebrating International Children's Day is to respect children and raising awareness on children's rights. International Children's Day was ratified by the United Nations through the Declaration of the Rights of the Child. The declaration was ratified at the UN General Assembly in 1959. We enter in history with an event on World Milk Day. June 1st has been designated as a World Milk Day since 2001 by the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations FAO. The date was chosen because many countries have already celebrated Milk Day on that date. World Milk Day is celebrated to convey a message to the global community on the importance of milk in public health. The day is also used as a moment to support the dairy industry, which is livelihood for more than 1 billion people in the world. In Indonesia itself, World Milk Day was only celebrated in 2009.
Sebab kau terlalu indah dari sekedar kata, dunia berhenti sejenak menikmati indahmu.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Peatland and Mangrove Restoration Agency, BRGM, conducted a peatland dampening operation spread across six regions in South Sumatra in a bid to prevent fire from the hot weather until the end of 2023. The damping operation was held jointly by BRGM along with the Environment and Forestry Ministry, National Army, National Police, Regional Disaster Mitigation Agency, and some industrial forest companies in South Sumatra. Head of Peatland Dampening Operation Team Eko Agus Sugianto in Palembangun Tuesday said that the operation aims at dampening the dry peatland and controlling fire from spreading. Overall, the peatland dampening operation is carried out from May until year-end, or at least until the forest and land fire emergency status is revoked. The dampening is prioritized in six regencies. They are Ogan Komering Ilir, Banyuasin, Musi Banyuasin, Musi Rawas, Musi Rawas Utara, Muara Enim, and Penukal Abab Lematang Ilir. Eko Agus Sugianto said the dampening operation began on Monday for 10 hectares of peatland in the limited production forest in Pedamaran, Ogan Komering Ilir, and the spread to other areas. The dampening is done by pumping water to drown the peatland. The dampening in each location will be running for 10 days before moving to other areas according to the plan. According to Eko, this is an effort from joint commitment to free South Sumatra from the haze of land and forest fire. The Indonesian Minister of Environment and Forestry reported that during January until April 2023, at least some 900 hectares of land ablazed in South Sumatra. 1,000 hectares of them is peatland in Ogan Komering Ilir. Sumatran Climate Change and Forest Land Fire Control Agency head Ferdian Krisnanto said the land and forest fire case is worried to spread wider because the daily temperature will be hotter until the end of the year. Therefore, according to Ferdian, a mitigation efforts improvement is needed in the field, such as land and aerial dampening as well as weather modification to increase the rain potential.
Sedikit alasan You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
One of the tourist villages that you must visit when traveling to Yogyakarta is Wukirsari Tourist Village. It is located at Wukirsari, Imogiri Sub-District, about 17 kilometers from Yogyakarta city center. The tourist village can be accessed by road. The village focuses on developing edutourism and ecotourism, and since 2007, it has developed a prominent potential in the creative economy sector, the fashion subsector, namely hand-drawn batik craft. Wukirsari Tourism Village is known as a hand-drawn batik craftsman village. You can come to learn and see the process of making batik. According to the Tourism Village Network website of the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, there are more than 600 batik artisans involved as batik tour guides. Batik clothes in the village can also be obtained at a relatively cheaper price. Hand-drawn batik is not the only type of craft made by Wukirsari residents. They also have leather crafts, which is also a hereditary craft. The result of this leather craft are puppets and other leather ornament. In addition to local people's handicraft, which are the main attraction, the geographical layout of Wukirsari village is also very diverse, ranging from hills, rivers, forests, and agricultural land, which makes this village very beautiful. Here, there are natural attractions in the coastal area of the Opak River. In this village, there are also the tombs of the kings of Pajimatan and Sunan Giriloyo, which are also pilgrimage destination for tourists. There are also cultural economic tours in Sorjati traditional market area.
Thank you.
memang ini tak ada harapan. Mengapa aku yang harus jadi tujuan saat hati terluka? Aku yang jadi obatnya tanpa pernah kau hargai. Semuanya reda, kau menghilang begitu saja.
Listener, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Listeners, the InnoFest 2023 Outdoor Exhibition is held again on 1st to 4th June 2023 at Istora Senayan, Jakarta. The Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, said the government really appreciates the activities of InnoFest 2023 because this event can encourage the nature and adventure tourism industry and contribute to the preservation of nature. According to Sandiaga Uno, adventure tourism has great potential in encouraging post-pandemic tourist movements. This trend continues to show an increasing trend with the presence of a niche market based on a variety of special interest attractions. This opportunity needs to be used by Indonesian tourism industry players, especially tour operators and travel agents, to join and promote this activity. The Director of Special Interest Tourism, Ito Parikesit, stated that adventure tourism in Indonesia has grown rapidly, where the majority of the actors are individual, micro, and small business. Adventure tourism activities in the tourism industry have had an economic impact that can be enjoyed by local communities and encourage sustainable tourism practices. Meanwhile, Chief Executive Officer of COS Event, Dishon Toba, said that in particular, he hoped that InnoFest 2023 can increase the desire and participation of the younger generation or Gen Z to explore outdoor activities. The Chief Executive of InnoFest 2023, Eva Fitriyeni, added that InnoFest 2023 presents various products from manufacturers and distributors of equipment for outdoor activities, starting from Eager, Consina, Array, and many more. InnoFest 2023 is also filled with various other interesting activities such as talk show, coaching clinics from outdoor activity activists, as well as performances from a row of musicians such as Fiersa Besari, Sugi Bornean, and Raim Laude. Those who are interested in coming can get tickets online through the InnoFest application, which can be downloaded on the Play Store as well as the App Store. For forecast on location also remains available. This year, it is targeted to be attended by 40,000 visitors. That's Miss Seleni.
Kalau harus ku mengingatmu lagi, aku takkan sanggup dengan yang terjadi pada kita. Jika melupakanmu hal yang mudah, ini takkan berat, takkan membuat hatiku lelah. Aku kalah. Cinta ini pahit dan tak harus memiliki. Jika aku bisa, ku akan kembali. Ku akan merubah takdir cinta yang ku pilih. Meskipun tak mungkin, walaupun ku mau bawa kamu lewat mesin waktu. Jika melupakanmu hal yang mudah, ini takkan berat, takkan membuat hatiku lelah. Panjang perjalanan yang harus ku lalui, merelakanmu. Jika aku bisa, ku akan kembali. Ku akan takdir cinta yang ku pilih, meskipun tak mungkin, walaupun ku mau membawa kamu lewat mesin waktu. Akan merubah takdir cinta yang ku pilih, meskipun tak mungkin, walaupun ku mau membawa kamu. Oh, jika aku bisa, ku akan kembali. Ku akan merubah cinta yang ku pilih, meskipun tak mungkin.
kamu lewat mesin waktu.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome back to Music Corner for listener. Now I'm going to give you a song coming from Betaria Sonata. Sri Betaria Sonata, aka Betaria Sonata, began her singing career in the 1980s. Her debut album Kau Tercipta Untukku or You're Made for Me was released in 1981. The top single Kau Tercipta Untukku is about two lovers created by God to be together. Well, listener, here is Betaria Sonata with Kau Tercipta Untukku.
Tak mungkin memisahkan kita.
Voice of Indonesia. Indonesia.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Alright, listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter, at @voiindonesia. And send us email on voi@voinews.id.